This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Captain's America, Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations, to great radio stations all across the country on the Genesis Communications Network. GCNlive.com is their website for streaming. And oh, by the way, I'm also being heard on selected Salem Media Group stations and some of the biggest radio markets around the countryside. Hello, Denver. Hello, Atlanta. We appreciate you guys and gals and chiming in. And we just heard from Denver, and I'll talk about that in a minute. But anyway, we also broadcast our streaming on the Internet. Many of our stations, especially our Salem Media stations and some of the Genesis stations, but not all of them, stream our show on their websites. But you can go to my website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, and hear it right now playing like as if we're talking to you on the radio. Now, a special shout-out goes out to our active duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those out there helping to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody working on the Third Watch, like our over-the-road 18-wheel drivers, the men and women out there going coast-to-coast, border-to-border, our FedEx and our UPS drivers, our bulk mail haulers, Felix and the gang, and James, who had lunch with us yesterday, and, of course, our suicide jockeys that are hauling the gas and the diesel and the oil and whatnot to get us what we need so we can move on down the highways ourselves. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch radio show. We're also on MeWe. We're on Gab. We're on Getter. We're on True Social. We're on X as the at Captain's America. And, of course, X is also Twitter now, as you probably already know, or vice versa. And our website is simply thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. All righty, and we're going to go over to California and go out there and see how hot it really is. Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Good morning, Kyle.
Hey, good morning, Captain. Good morning to everybody out there.
Is it true you have your feet in a bucket of ice?
That might have been true earlier in the day, but not right now. We're holding steady at 73 degrees and clear skies.
Okay, well, it's 81 degrees here. We've got rain outside. Again, we are in the midst of dealing with Idalia, Hurricane Idalia, which is probably going to come ashore in the next few hours as a Category 4 hurricane up in the panhandle as it's starting to approach the seacoast up there. And this is going to go up into Georgia, and then it's going to make a right turn and find its way over into South Carolina, come right back out into the ocean. And some of these models now, Kyle, are showing this thing making a loop and coming back towards the south. Now, that'd be amazing. It wouldn't be the first time it's happened, and I'm just saying that would be amazing if this became a hurricane all over again out there and came back to visit us.
It would be, and it would not be good news for any Floridians at that point.
All right, let's say the pledge to get rolling. We got something really neat to talk about here when we get started. You ready?
Of course.
I pledge allegiance to the flag.
I pledge allegiance to the flag.
Of the United States of America.
Of the United States of America.
And to the Republic for which it stands.
And to the Republic for which it stands.
One nation under God.
one nation under God,
indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
And, of course, we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, there's an Emerson poll that's out there, and in that poll, Donald Trump beats Joe Biden. But it also has somebody else in that poll by the name of Mr. West, Cornel West. And he's the black activist who is running for president as a Green Party candidate. And he, if with just him being in there, would spoil Biden's White House bid. It would actually hurt the Democrats by having him in the race.
Well, it would, one would think, at least at this point. One wonders what else he might have to do other than be not Joe Biden, perhaps. A lot of Democrats are not happy with Joe Biden. They're not happy with not just his behavior and how he comports himself, but the fact that we do have this terrible economic situation.
Well, Cornel West is a very radical individual, and if people are supporting him, They're radicals themselves.
Well, and I kind of think, too, that part of this is also like, I'm running for president because I'm going to get a lot of publicity as a result of doing this.
Or I'm
right
going to fill my pockets with cash.
Exactly. In other words, I'm going to aggrandize myself somehow, because we know that this kind of a challenge is not going to result in a win for him, but it could be, like you talked about, a spoiler effect for Joe Biden.
Well, remember, Chris Christie is taking some of his money from his campaign and using it to remodel his home, saying that he's putting in a campaign office.
Interesting. Well, I'm not sure about the legalities of that or if it's in fact illegal, but definitely something people would want to know. But overall, though, when we take a look at possible matchups, and because we had last hour, Captain, we had the poll about the how the Electoral College might round out, and it was significantly in favor of Donald Trump. This is the thing that the Democrats are going to be incredibly worried about. They can look at national polls and they could say, well, what's the popular vote going to look like? But the Electoral College is all important.
All right, hold that thought. Here comes the music. We're going to take a break. We'll be back with more right after the break. This is the Captain's America Third Watch Wednesday Morning Edition. Don't go anywhere.
This is Kyle Warren, and you are tuned in to the Captain's America Third Watch radio program. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600.
It's obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media are distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the real concerns of American families. Countries we're at odds with are hoarding food, financial systems are strained, and supply chains remain too fragile. We can tell something is coming, so we're preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. And while you're there, stock up on water filtration, heirloom seeds, and emergency gear, too, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza.
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
At Moss Nissan prides itself on creating a family-like environment, both for their employees and their customers. And when it comes to providing you with the information you need to make an informed car buying decision, their staff is second to none. Whether you're looking for your first car, reliable transportation for everyday life, or a larger vehicle for your growing family, they have options for every situation. So please don't purchase a new vehicle without talking to Moss Nissan first. I promise you'll be glad you did. Experience the Moss difference.
And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. That'll open the door wide open for you. Go over there and tell them, and you'll see what I mean. The captain sent you. Moss Nissan, Moss Family Automotive. And don't forget, they've also got the Moss Acura dealer on North Florida, right there side by side with the Moss Nissan dealership. Now, we're back with Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Representative Comer, James Comer, has come out and said, flat statement, Joe Biden was the most corrupt vice president in history. Your thought?
Well, we continue to see all this stuff piling up, right? It's not like some apocryphal stories that sort of just kind of come out of nowhere, and there's just a couple of them about Joe Biden and stuff. No, it's definitely more and more in information coming out all the time. Hunter Biden laptop, what happened in Ukraine, and so forth. And it just all adds up to where people start to say, yeah, there's some kind of pattern here.
Well, this was also said in response to Kerry Lake, who had run for governor before in Arizona, and there's a rumor she may be running for senator. We'll see. But she said, Americans are now waking up to the Biden corruption.
Well, I think that's right. You know, in fact, when you have constitutional scholars like Jonathan Turley, who's not a conservative Republican, saying that, you know, they need to proceed now to an impeachment inquiry. That's not impeachment in and of itself, but it's the inquiry. That's because all this information, this evidence that's coming out, is leading in a certain direction. And certainly, Captain, if it was leading that way for a Republican president, doesn't doesn't have to be Trump, but if it was a Republican president, you'd be hearing all kinds of calls for impeachment inquiries based on what we know already. And that's why I think this is so powerful.
Now, there's a report that an ISIS-connected contractor smuggled Uzbek migrants across the border into the U.S.
That's what we're hearing. That's right. And at least one of the smugglers, we understand, is connected to ISIS terrorist organization. So what this does, it points out the fact that the border is not just a political factor. It is an actual national security issue. And to have the Biden administration be so cavalier about our nation's southern border, at the very least, is just a degradation of the duty of the presidency. No matter if you're a Republican or Democrat, it doesn't matter. Having a secure border that doesn't allow ISIS-connected individuals to smuggle people across it, I think is just part and parcel of having a secure nation.
Now, we heard about Ukraine and Russia. And, of course, their war. Kiev has gained a foothold in a place called Zaporizhia, as Putin has snubbed the Wagner chief's funeral, and it's got the Wagner people upset again with him. Don't know what's going to happen there, but it looks like as if Putin stepped in it, and some of his people are not reciprocating back.
Well, certainly there's no love lost then between Putin and the now deceased. And I'm pretty sure he's deceased. You know, we have these other reports that I don't know that are really credible, that he's really alive and he's really going to come take revenge on Putin. But that being said, the Wagner group was supposed to be able to do things for Russia to some degree. I don't want to say of deniability, but, you know, to simply say, well, this isn't Russian troops. It's these, you know, mercenaries. But that being said, when you have all this stuff go wrong to what for Vladimir Putin should have been an easy time of it, quote unquote, in terms of invading Ukraine, you know, he shouldn't be in this position to his mind. And so now he's got all these problems, all because he had to invade Ukraine. And there you have it.
Wow. Now, Putin also commented and committed to China about their visit in the first major trip since his arrest warrant was put up against him. He must feel pretty confident that nobody's going to try to throw the handcuffs on him.
Well, that's right. If he's going to China, I think he's going to feel safe. But this continues to cement the bonds between Russia and China and their sort of unholy alliance here to try to, again, depose the United States of its influence in the world and be able to work together for their own sort of nefarious goals. Now, that includes taking over Ukraine. It includes taking over Taiwan. And I think, Captain, it also includes trying to control resources like rare earth resources and so forth throughout the globe so that it can, in fact, try to supplant the United States and its influence.
Now, I don't know where they're going to get the money, but D.C. says they're going to pay a $5.1 million settlement after a judge found that the Second Amendment had been violated.
Yeah, that's what we hear. I think this has to do I'm trying to recall exactly what was happening with that. But I think it had to do with not just gun, I think gun registration, this kind of thing, I believe.
Okay. And they weren't doing it right or something, or what happened?
That's what I understand. Well, we'll get more information about it.
All right. Now, there's a lawsuit that claims that letting Kansas City enact gun control would lead to spikes in murder and rape.
Yeah, we saw something about this, that this is somehow going to be a causal factor. If you let them in, it would be a causal factor, wouldn't it? Because the idea is that if people can't protect themselves, and you're actually sort of barring them from being able to do that, and especially women being able to obtain a firearm. And I know women who have obtained firearms, and they actually take training, and they're ready. And that's an important aspect in our society today.
All right, we're going to go to the phone line. We've got Backgammon Bob on the line. What's going on there, sir?
Yes, Captain. Did you see where the tribal police had broke up a bunch of protesters by promptly hauling them out of the middle of the street and stuff?
Yeah.
And I think that's a lesson that some of our regular police ought to be using, too, as we can't let them just stop the flow of traffic and stuff like that.
Well, that was done on an Indian reservation, which is like a foreign country. So the laws are little bit different.
That.
Laws are a little bit different there.
Yes. I know that. Yes, sir.
Yeah.
And also, I saw where Ohio now is thought to be solidly a red state now, which I think is a good thing. All right, that's it, Cap.
All right. Well, I am aware of the red state business in Ohio. They've been working on that, but again, it's just like anything else. It takes time, right?
That's exactly right, Captain. If I may interject as well, we're seeing some more power outage numbers climb here. They're not climbing up in the area of the Big Bend area just yet, but we are seeing in Pinellas County, it's gone up to 13,688. But get this, Captain, Sarasota County, now almost 15,000 customers are being recorded as out right now. So that's where we're seeing these big, big jumps right now. So that's significant.
They had a lot of rain down there, and the rain, where they hadn't had rain in a while, probably made the earth a little bit of sponge, a little spongy, because I heard them talking about this yesterday, and they were concerned that some of these power lines would go over, and of course, when the power lines go over, then they become disconnected and whatnot. But again, folks, just because you want to go out and see what's going on, for God's sakes, don't just walk outside and step in the pool or in the water without taking a really long look around, because you might be stepping in where there's a live wire, you don't know it, and you don't have to be on top of it. You don't even have to touch the wire. You can get electrocuted just by being a few feet away from it.
That's exactly right. And regarding these power outages, this is why we've been advising our listeners for a while now to make sure you got your battery-powered radio and extra batteries, and so you can tune in AM radio to keep up to date.
Yeah, and we'd be more than happy to talk to you if you want to tune in.
Well, that's right. And people can call us up and tell us what they're experiencing as well, 1-877-969-8600.
Good line. Good promo. Good entrance there. All right, hold that thought, folks. We'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. And again, the number is 877-969-8600 if you want to opine. And we're going to let Kathy tell you, too. Go ahead, Kathy.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
It's obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media are distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the real concerns of American families. Countries we're at odds with are hoarding food, financial systems are strained, and supply chains remain too fragile. We can tell something is coming, so we're preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. And while you're there, stock up on water filtration, heirloom seeds, and emergency gear, too, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. Hurricane Idalia continues to grow stronger. The latest advisory from the National Hurricane Center says the storm has been upgraded to a Category 2 hurricane. It's now located about 240 miles southwest of Tampa. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis says his state's ready for the arrival of Idalia. He's mobilized urban search and rescue teams.
And that's close to 600 search and rescue personnel. We hope to not have to need those folks, but if there is, we're going to have folks that are going to go out there.
He said officials are also prepping for fuel interruptions and currently have more than 400,000 gallons of fuel ready to deploy. Former President Trump says he made the right decision by skipping the first Republican primary debate last week. In a post on Truth Social, Trump claimed his poll numbers are up following what he called the very boring debate. He skipped the event and instead sat down for an interview with Tucker Carlson. John Schaefer, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hey, it's the captain here. There are three words I want you to keep in mind if you're looking into wound care from diabetes or other problems you might be having with your feet or ankles. Effective, convenient, and caring. I've been going to a lot of doctors, and only Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care has helped me. My wound was a tough one, but Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care has the highest state-of-the-art treatments to make your body whole. The doctors are compassionate, best I've ever worked with. They truly have caring hands and hearts. Instead of winding your way through the parking garage, elevators, and miles of corridors of those mega hospitals, and who needs that when you have a hurting foot? Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care makes it easy. Just pull into their parking lot, take a few short steps, and you're there at 38th Avenue near Tyrone Square. Google Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care.com or call them at 727-896-4615. That's 727-896-4615. Most all insurances are accepted.
And don't forget, ladies and gentlemen, Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care is a organization that I wholeheartedly endorse because of the fact that I had gone to two other specialists in the same field to try to find out what the problem was with my left ankle and foot and leg, which was constantly swelling, and I couldn't get the swelling down. And it just was irritating to the point to where a wound developed, and the wound wouldn't go away either. And the first thing that they did was they treated the wound, got rid of that, found out what the problem was, and literally saved my life. And I'm not exaggerating, because the swelling that you get is a blockage, a sign of a blockage in your legs or your feet, and that blockage can cause a backup in your body that can take it all the way back, say, towards your lungs or your heart, And when that happens, the next thing you know, you're breathing 1 minute, you're not breathing the next. So I'm so glad that they were able, and I was able to make the connection, and they were able to find the problem because they literally saved my life. So I want you to write this phone number down and consider calling it if you're having issues that you're not sure how to deal with it, and it involves your leg, your ankle, your foot, and swelling and difficulty breathing and maybe pains in your heart. The number 727-896-4615. Call that number, set up an appointment, and they'd be more than happy to work with you. All right, back to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Mr. Kyle, how are you?
Hey, Captain, doing well.
Now, U.S. stocks surged after the jobs data took some pressure off of the interest rates, and that was a good thing. But then again, there were some contributing factors to that, and it might not have all been Joe Biden, right?
Well, basically what they're looking at here on the NASDAQ and S&P 500, they came in basically with their best performing day throughout the month of August, which hasn't been that great from what we understand. So you have this report come out that's called the Jobs Openings and Labor Turnover Survey, better known as JOLT. You know, I guess that's what it's called.
That's the name of a cola, of a soft drink, JOLT.
That's right. But basically, they were estimating some 9.4 million jobs were going to be represented in this report, but it really turned out to be about 8.8 million. And so you're right. This is where the interest rates come into play, because that means that pressures on wages should begin to ease a little bit, and that gives the Federal Reserve a little bit of room to say, okay, maybe we don't have to keep hiking rates, perhaps. So that would be good news. But at the very least, it caused what we saw in the NASDAQ and the S&P.
Now, the Commerce Chief says that the United States firms are complaining that China is uninvestable.
Uninvestable. Well, China has all kinds of economic problems, as we know. And basically what we're seeing in China is, you know, the collapse of their properties, basically, these huge, you know, housing tracts and buildings that they built. And it's all sort of coming, not literally, but coming figuratively crashing down. And China's got to find a way to pivot here, if they can pivot at all. So U.S. firms going over there to invest, I think, would be probably problematic at this point, at least right now.
And now we're hearing that consumer confidence has dropped in August to a near recession level. That's not good.
Well, that's right. And this is where, you know, with the economic news that we see, a lot of times it's a mixed bag, right? It's not always, well, this is happening, so therefore, here's exactly where we're going. But the U.S. Consumer Confidence Index fell to 106.1 in August. This was from a revised 114 in the month that just prior from July. So basically, yes, so this means that if it's falling, then you're taking a look at, you know, a possible recession. But also, of course, because consumer sentiment and consumer perception is so important in spending, which, of course, as we know, spending is consumer spending is two-thirds of the U.S. economy, basically.
Yeah, and we have Chris Markowski to help us, the watchdog on Wall Street.
That's exactly right.
Mm-hmm. Now,
in an hour three, yeah.
Now, school kicked a 12-year-old kid out of class for a don't tread on me patch. Not shirt, patch.
That's right. I think what we're hearing about this, evidently this school called Vanguard Schools in Colorado Springs, it took the student out of the class because they think that the flag, this is the don't tread on me flag with the snake.
It's the Gadsden flag.
That's right. This and that it has its, quote, origins in slavery, unquote, which I'm not so sure. But it's this is the argument that they're making. So a lot of people, especially online, are saying, wait a minute, now this flag is racist. That's what they're asking.
Do we know who brought this forth? Who complained?
I don't know who could. Well, I think the teachers saw this particular patch, and then this is the.
So this was the teacher that did this.
Their school officials saw this. Yes.
Wow, that's pretty chintzy, if you ask me.
Well, see, one of the things, though, too, especially in schools, public and private, a lot of the schools have policies, and this is not because of this particular incident, obviously, or directly related to it, but a lot of schools have policies that they don't want any kind of overt political symbology at all, only because it can create issues. But it begs the question, though, Captain, can you have an American flag? I mean, we have American flags in our schoolrooms. So, but even so, you got people out there who want to try to make the American flag a divisive symbol of a bad America based on evil and this kind of thing.
Well, I guess desperate people do desperate things, huh?
Well, right. Well, a lot of times, I mean, it can be disruptive if kids have any kind of political symbol, like they wear a T-shirt or something like that. So, I mean, I understand the origins of the policies, but maybe this could have been handled a lot better.
Yeah. One would think, right? One would think.
Absolutely.
Okay. Now, again, in looking at the hurricane, and we're getting ready to come up on the Truckers Highway and Bible Report, in looking on the hurricane and where it's at right now and where it's going, it still hasn't made shore, but I'm watching a lot of flooding along the shoreline, a lot of flooding. And wherever the water had a chance to come from the south and just push on to shore, it's been doing a pretty good job of it, because I'm watching this one reporter right now giving a live report from Tampa, standing in about a foot and a half or two of water with their tall boots on.
Yes, as a matter of fact, we're also monitoring what's happening in Clearwater right now as well, and I think the Hyatt Regency, the water's been steadily rising right up to the big grand entrance of the Hyatt Regency there.
Good Lord.
It's coming up all over the place. And can you imagine, Captain, this is in the area where the storm is not going to be making landfall, basically, and we're getting this much of a surge. Imagine what it's going to be if you had this estimated 12 to 16 feet surge up in the Cedar Key or Big Bend area.
Well, I can imagine, and I can envision it too, but I certainly hope that doesn't happen. I mean, these people are...
Of course.
Yeah, no one should have to have that problem. Plus, it wouldn't be their first radio, right?
Well, that's right. But also, I think the geography is a little bit different in that area as well. So it's not built up in that sense. So the storm surge is not going to be impeded in necessarily by a lot of construction.
All righty. Hold that thought. We're fixing to go to break. And we'll be back with the Truckers Highway and Bible Report right here on the Captain's America Third Watch. More coming your way. It's a Wednesday morning.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy. Says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Hi, this is Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
That's a little Aerosmith. Kyle, you remember that one?
I do. Yes, I do, as a matter of fact.
That's an oldie but goodie, because that was a young Steven Tyler, so that must have been, what, 30 years ago or more?
Oh, yeah, it's more than that. I mean, you know, think early to mid-80s, somewhere in there, I think, if it's not the late 70s.
Well, yeah, because the hairdo and, you know, the short hair. He didn't have the long hair like he's, you know, he's been worn from time to time. So that had to be from at least 30 years ago. All right, well, my friend, what's going on out west?
All right, Captain, continuing out west this evening and this morning, we continue with the excessive heat warnings in southern Arizona. If you're driving through there, it's going to be hot, especially during the daytime hours. But to give you an idea of how hot it is in the overnights, right now, 96 degrees in Phoenix, Arizona right now. So it's going to be hot if you're coming across I-10, hot if you're coming across I-8. If you get into the Southern California area of the low deserts there, we've got up to 118 degrees forecasted there. The excessive heat warnings and advisories continue on into the Riverside, Orange County areas, also up in Santa Clarita. That's north of Los Angeles. Continue with heat advisories there. It looks like for our friends in the Reno area, we do have a special weather statement. Cool and windy with rain showers, but that'll be coming in on Labor Day weekend, we understand. So if you're going to be trucking across I-80 on your way to Reno as we head towards the weekend, you want to be aware of that that kind of weather. Also, we continue to see lots and lots of rain up in the Pacific Northwest, up in the Montana, central Montana, but also northern Idaho and northern Washington. So be careful out there.
All right. Well, we're going to start up in, Minnesota, because we've got a schmutz alert from the Canadian border, bunkered right up against North Dakota and South Dakota in about 50 to 100 miles in Minnesota. And it's basically some air that's not fit to breathe. So you want to make sure that you have your respirator with you when you're walking through that area. But anyway, it's some really bad air, air quality. And then down into Nebraska, you've got an area from Grand Island all the way over to Omaha and the Iowa state line. And then going down out of Omaha to the Kansas line. And then about 200 miles west across Nebraska. So the air quality is going to be really bad. Moving straight south, we'll come down into Texas, the Dallas Metroplex. You've got an air quality alert there. And then down around San Antonio, an air quality alert down there. Now, we do have some 100-degree-plus temperatures today. That'll be happening on the east side of Texas, down the state line, down to Houston and over to Beaumont and down to Corpus Christi. And then the lower part from Monroe south of Louisiana, I-20 south, down to I-10. All of Louisiana, and then over into Mississippi. If you're traveling along I-20, you're going to have some very warm temperatures, as well as I-10 across most of the state down there. And then that will take care of that part of it. I'm going to move back up to the air quality situation in Kentucky and the central part of Tennessee, where, again, that has to do with some of the fires they've had around the countryside. Got a big water, rain day, and flooding issue in Kentucky and the central part of Pennsylvania and on down into the area of I-81 down towards the West Virginia line with Kentucky and Pennsylvania. Now, we've got the hurricane, and I-75, I-10, I-4 are all affected, as well as I-95 going up the East Coast all the way to Virginia, and I-81 going up as far as the Carolinas, and I-20 coming across South Carolina, I-20 coming out of Georgia. And it's just going to be a very, very bad day for trying to make any tracks up there because of the fact that you've got the bad weather, the rain, and the wind, and there's some flooding in the low-lying areas, so be advised to be careful of that. Now, Kyle, tell us about the pilot in Flying J.
All right, folks, Pilot and Flying J Travel Centers bringing the Trucker Highway and Byway Report. Find out more about them and their My Rewards Plus app, how you can save and earn points. Simply go to pilotflyingj.com. That's pilotflyingj.com.
And you might want to consider pulling into a Pilot or Flying J until the storm gets by you, the hurricane gets by you. It might not be a bad idea. All right, Kyle, hold the fort. We've got Denise Simon from founderscode.com, and good morning to you.
Hey, good morning.
Now, what'd you think about the storm?
Well, you know, it's really exhausting waiting on it, you know. I mean, I feel badly for the people north of us, because it's not going to be pretty when you get up towards Cedar Key and Steen Hatchie and whatnot.
Even Tallahassee. Mm-hmm. Even Tallahassee, yep.
I feel awful.
Mm-hmm. And this is going to hit our friends up in Valdosta, too. As a matter of fact, it's hitting them right now, to be honest about it, and they're getting the full brunt. They're getting the full brunt of it.
Peace Parts, yep.
Yep.
I think it's still moving at 18 miles an hour. That's pretty fast.
Yep. Yep. And, of course, it was going ashore, should be going ashore pretty quick here. It's a Category 4, looks like. It'll be a 4 when it gets there.
That's right.
Yep, and that's very serious because the winds had gone up to 120 sustained with gusts to about 135, and it looks like it's going to go ashore as 130 with gusts to 140, which is really going to tear some things up.
Yeah, it's rough. It's rough watching it.
Yep.
But, it's kind of interesting. A lot of these weather operations, they don't really, you have to look hard to find their satellite photos. I mean, the satellite loops. It's they just don't like publishing them anymore, I guess. I mean, you can find them. You just have to work hard at it.
Yep, I agree. Okay, well, when we come back, we're going to be taking our break here in about 10 seconds. But when we come back, Denise Simon, founderscode.com, and, of course, her Facebook page, which is the Denise Simon Experience. We're going to be referring to that as we move along during the course of the evening. But we've got plenty of stuff to talk about, and Kyle's got a list, and Denise has seen it, so it's going to get interesting very quickly on the program. Don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch. And it is a Wednesday morning, so we'll be back with more.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.